إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولا وبعد. My dear brothers, today in the last of the series on resilience, we come to the second aspect of dua. Yesterday we spoke about the importance of tawbah, and today we come to the second aspect of dua, which is to learn to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. There are two ayat in the Quran which I want to ask you to read and remember. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Allah said, ask me and I will give you. I listen to you, I accept your dua. And the second dua and the second ayat, before you go to the second one, see this dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ask me. Allah specifically mentioned, ask Udu'uni. So therefore, dua, to make dua, to ask dua from anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haram. This is open shirk. And therefore, we should be very careful and avoid it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically ordered, Udu'uni, ask me. Dua is ibadah. Dua is more than ibadah. Dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam. He said the dua is the brain of ibadah. It is the essence of ibadah. Sometimes people who don't understand this, they do something wrong, they make dua, and they say, no, I was only making dua. I was not worshipping. They go to a grave or something and they make dua. And then they say, well, I was only making dua. What is the meaning of only making dua? Dua is worship. Dua is worship. So therefore, we do not make dua. The only dua you can make and you should make when you are standing at the grave of anyone is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for the person who is in the qabr. Other than this, to ask the person in the qabr either directly for a favor or to ask that person and say, please make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me to get this and this. This is open shirk. This is open and clear shirk. This is exactly what the mushrikeen of Makkah used to do with their idols. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, stop worshipping idols, they said, no, we are not worshipping idols. He said, these idols are a means, they are a wasila for us to get close to Allah. Read the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned all these things in the Quran clearly. So what did they say? They said, no, we are not worshipping the idols. We are not saying this is God, this is not God. We are only asking the idols to help us to get close to Allah. So think about this. If you and I go and do the same thing at somebody's khabar, what a tragedy that is. Because this deen came to eliminate all kinds of shirk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tell us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my witness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tell us to go to the qabr of anyone including himself to ask for any favor or to ask that person in the qabr to make dua to Allah on your behalf. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not tell us to do this. Whoever is doing it in spite of the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to do the opposite. And what did he tell us? He told us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. And what did Allah say? Udu'uni, ask me. So very, very important to understand, if you want dua to be accepted, ask the only one who can give it to you. And who is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. Second ayat which I want you to remember with respect to dua is the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, which comes in the middle of the ayat relating to Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. When my slave asks about me, when he inquires about me, when he tries to get close to me, when he makes my zikr, I am close to him. Inni qareeb ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. And when he asks me, I listen to him and I give him. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. So therefore, let him accept me. Let him accept my orders. Let him not disobey me. Let him not be rebellious. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And let him have faith in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So that he may be rightly guided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, in the first one, Allah said, ask me. In the second one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put two conditions for the acceptance of dua. One is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second one is to have faith and iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we obey Allah and we have iman on Allah, then insha'Allah al-musta'an, our du'as will be accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba asked him, they said, Ya Rasulullah, sometimes we ask Allah for some things, and we see that we get them. You know, Ya Allah, give me this, give me that, whatever you ask. And Allah gives it. And they said, in other cases, we find that we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we do not see this happening. Allah does not give it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you ask me, I will give you. And on the other side, the sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, but our experience is that we ask, but sometimes Allah does not give. So can you please tell us what is the meaning of acceptance of dua? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa gave this beautiful explanation. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu accepts dua in three ways. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you whatever you ask. Oh Allah, give me profit in my business, Allah gives. Oh Allah, let me pass in my exam, Allah makes you pass in the exam. Oh Allah, give me a child, Allah gives you a child. Oh Allah, I have this sickness, I have this pain, cure it, Allah cures it. So whatever you ask, one way of the acceptance of dua, what you ask, Allah gives. The second way of acceptance of dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the slave asks for something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give him that thing, but instead of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes a calamity that was to befall that person. So maybe it was written for you that today when you are driving out on the road, you are going to meet an accident. But because you make dua in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes this accident. He averts this accident and you do not have the accident. Now obviously we do not know that because we can't see this happening. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the slave when he makes dua, because dua is ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us just for making dua, whether you get anything or not, because it is ibadah, you get the reward for ibadah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward for the ibadah is you make this dua, oh Allah, do this for me. Allah has not done it, but he removes a calamity from you. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there is a third way. And the third way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts dua is that the slave asks for something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give it to him in this dunya. And at that time, there is also no calamity that has been written for him in his qadr. Such du'as, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps with himself as amana. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you stand before Allah on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you. And Allah will say to you, O my slave, you asked me for such and such a thing and I gave you. And Allah will, that day Allah will show you. You asked me for this thing and at that time this calamity was to befall you and I averted it, I removed it. So we will inshallah see those things. And the third thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, O my slave, you asked me for this particular thing. And there was no calamity at that time. So now I have this dua with me. Now ask me whatever you want and I will give you. So the dua, which is not given in the dunya, and for which there was not also any calamity, which is with Allah as amana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will say, you asked me for this thing, I did not give you, there was no calamity also. The dua is with me as amana. Now ask me whatever you want and I will give you. Having said this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you understood the value of that third kind of dua, he said, you will wish that your whole life you make dua after dua after dua after dua and nothing is given to you in this world. He said that if you understand the value of that dua, he said, you will wish that no dua of yours is accepted in this life. This is dua. The key thing about dua, and I want to end with this, the way of making dua, as I mentioned, make tawbah first. Ensure that the life is in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least make the niyat for that, because some things you may not be able to change immediately. So you try to change them, but you make the niyat. And then you look at and you focus on the greatness of Allah. Approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most humble manner. Speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is between you and your Rabb. Say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever you want. Talk to your Rabb. Approach him in the most humble manner. See the ayah, the opening ayat of Surah Al-Maryam. The dua of Zakariya alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in detail. What he said and how he said. And then focus on the greatness of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Zakariya alayhi salam, he asked in a small voice, Nida an khafiyah. And then what did he say? He said, oh my Rabb, my bones have become weak, my hair have become white, but you have never refused any of my duas. I have never been discarded, I have never been refused. You never refused any of my duas. You always gave me whatever I asked for. And he says, oh my Rabb, my wife is beyond the age of childbirth. But give me a waris. Give me somebody to take this work of Da'watul Islam forward. So he's focusing. He's not focusing on his, even though he's mentioning his conditions, he is not focusing on those conditions. All the conditions he mentioned are conditions which will ensure that you cannot have a child. Because you are too old, your wife is too old. Zakariya alayhi salam says, I don't care about, who cares about conditions? We are talking to the one who creates the conditions. You're talking to the one who creates the conditions. He is not bound by the conditions which he created. Conditions are for us. They're not for the one who created the conditions. He says, oh Allah, these conditions are there, but you give me anyway. Because you can give. Give me because you can give. I ask you because only you can give. So make dua like this. Make dua looking at the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason why to be able to do this, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so important. The only one who can focus on the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while making dua is the one who is consciously and constantly aware of the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And that is where the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so important and so essential. And make this into something which is part of your what we call mamulat, which is part of your regular things that you do every day. Some people like to have a cup of tea in the morning. And if you don't have that cup of tea, you feel like your whole day has been ruined. You feel this need for this tea in the morning. That must be our situation with regard to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With our salat, with our reading of the Quran, with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you miss it one day, it must be like something is majorly wrong. I'm not even talking about missing fard salah, I'm talking about the nawafil. You must feel the pain of this and say, Subhanallah, something is wrong today. Why I missed my Salatul Duha, or I missed my Ishraq, or I missed my Tahajjud, or something. And so also with the reading of the Quran, don't allow anything to come in the middle of that. Whether you are traveling, whether you got work, you got no work, you're busy, no nothing. that thing which you do on a daily basis must happen no matter what. And then you will find how Allah will make it easy for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable you to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure you don't fall sick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure there is barakah in your time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure that you are able to do these things because you like to do them, because you enjoy doing them, because you want to do them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors for that, inshallah. So, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which keeps the glory and majesty of Allah in our hearts. And then when we ask Allah, we ask in line with that. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to ask Him in the way which pleases Him and to give us that which is beneficial for us and to enable us to be connected to Him always and to accept our du'as and to fill our lives with khair and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمُ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ